Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
Spring has finally made its appearance in the little house on the hill. It wasn't a sudden event at all. It began with silence. One morning I went outside and it was quiet. It took me a while to figure it out, but then I realized that the male Canadian robins who had overwintered here had disappeared. They were on their way home. And that silence said to me that somewhere south of me, what I've come to think of as my robins were on the move too. Then the question was, how long would it take them to get here? The second event was that after being inside all winter, and sometimes driving me crazy with cabin fever, Bamboo the cat decided it was time to go out. Just like that. I personally couldn't see any difference between the day before when he didn't go out and the day he did go out, but once he made that decision, he's pretty much stuck to it except for the days when it rains. Then the sound from the river got louder as the ice lining its shores began to melt and also as it picked up more runoff from melting further upstream. At the same time, a small brook materialized and plunged through my backyard. It owes its existence to runoff from the snowmelt on the small mountain, aka large hill, beside my house. So between the river and the brook, if I step outside this house, all I hear is flowing water. When it gets warm enough that I can open the windows, that's all I'll hear anywhere in the house at all. At the same time, there's a lot more activity in the other bird communities, too. I see more birds collecting nesting materials and flying with twigs and bunches of dried grass hanging from their beaks. For a while, when I went outside, I felt disoriented. All winter I had had large piles of snow on either side of all the walks. There were also huge mounds that were plowed up along the driveway in the parking area in front of the house. As they began to melt, I got this weird feeling, this sense of openness. It was almost a feeling of vertigo because I had been so used to being confined within those limits for so long. But each day they got a little smaller, and the sense of expansion and freedom became greater. And I cherished each day when the piles shrank and I saw more of the ground beneath. The winds changed too. Oh, they still came from the same direction, and some days blew as hard as others. But whereas in the fall there's always that whisper of winter in the wind, now there's a soft murmuring of spring, a hint of warmth. And then one day the snow melted in one particular area of a particular garden. And there they were. The itty-bitty crocuses I planted years ago, a variety unknown. There they were, radiating pure joie de vivre. As if they'd been waiting for this day all winter.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.